Hello, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and today we have with us Gene Mattson, who is President and CEO of StarNet. And I'm sure most everybody knows what StarNet is, but it's an alliance of commercial flooring contractors, and we're in Kansas City, Missouri at their fall meeting. Gene, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Kemp. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us and talking to our listeners. So I sat down with you, I think, in April, and we talked about what was going on with StarNet. So catch us up. Since April, what's been going on with StarNet?
Well, I'd say since April, we've been basically following our strategy that we crafted last year, and we have executed a lot of programs from what we talked about in April. You know, specifically our strategy is to serve our members and support them at their local market level, and at the same time support our vendor partners, because that partnership between StarNet and the vendors is critical to us. And we are doing that by upping the communications between our vendor partners, both at a senior levels as well as in the market. We've engaged our members in a program to have meetings with our vendor partners and talk about business building opportunities, talk about projects they can work on together and spec together. And we've had very positive feedback, both from our members as well as from our vendor partners. We're communicating more to our member through some electronic newsletter, which we launched this year, called Star Notes. We've always done Starlog, which is a white paper, basically, you know, a technical paper that gives StarNet members more credibility when they're dealing with the end users in their community, and really listening to our members and helping them make good business decisions, run their business in a smarter way, and learn and grow within their StarNet membership.
So the Starlog, goes out on the internet or via email, and it's an opportunity for them to share ideas that are working out there amongst themselves?
Well, that's the Star Notes. The Star Notes is really an e-newsletter, and we carry information about the membership. We also have vendor information in there. We have information on our meetings, for example, where we are right now. So it's a monthly e-newsletter that goes directly to our members, and our vendors see it also. So they have an opportunity to understand what's going on at StarNet.
Okay. Well, one of the questions I wanted to ask you. How are the members doing in 2008?
Well, 2008 has been a solid year for us. If you asked me that question, and you might have back in April, I would have said they were very optimistic. Certainly, the entire country now is facing this economic downturn, which was unexpected to the degree that it's hit. And our members, who are very strong financially and very solid business people, are certainly looking at, while we believe 2008 will continue to be pretty strong, you know, we're looking at 2009 as continuing to be a tough year. And we've actually, at this meeting here in Kansas City, been talking a lot about what measures they'll be taking. And really, it's about investing in their business, investing in their partnership with their vendors, making decisions to do their business in smart ways, but not radically changing the way they operate, because they know that at these times, the strong and the financially solid commercial flooring contractors actually emerge with better market share coming out of these economic downturns, because they can continue doing good work. And in the case of people that are coming into the commercial side that aren't as equipped to do commercial projects, you know, those people may not survive. So we see our members as actually coming out stronger. But in the next 18 months, you know, certainly they'll be watching their businesses very closely.
Actually, that leads me, I think, to my next question is, you know, what are your members doing to prepare for 2009? Because we've all heard that 2009 is probably going to be when we see this dip down in the economy, at least on the commercial side of the business.
Well, I think the first thing is that they're seeking every opportunity they can to diversify their businesses. You know, we have about half of our members are in maintenance, and that's a very strong position for a member to be in. It keeps them in touch with the end user. It's also a very profitable business. And I think those members who aren't in maintenance may take another look at it and say, could this be an opportunity? We have members who are looking at potentially moving into different segments, like ceramic, for example, where they may not have done that in the past. So they're looking to broaden their business and to diversify so they can capitalize on opportunities. I believe that their mentality will be, I want to keep my business strong, I want to keep my employees working, and make every opportunity to keep that happening. And also to get closer to their customers and closer to their vendor partners. You know, the relationships they have are very valuable now, because, you know, there will be work. So they want to make sure they're the people first in line to get the work when it comes down the pike.
All right. Well, and like I said, we're in Kansas City right now. And, I mean, this is proving to what the value of StarNet is. You've got this meeting. You've got, I think, probably 100 of your members here. You have some of your core vendor partners here. And, I mean, this is not just a social gathering here. You're here to work. These people are here to work. We just got out of some discussion breakouts. Talk a little bit about this meeting and what's going on while we're all here together.
Well, you know, we have two membership meetings a year. We have one in April, which is the spring meeting or the annual meeting, which is a mandatory meeting for our members. It is usually a mix of business as well as more recreational events. We have a golf tournament with our vendor partners, etc. And that's always a very popular meeting. The fall membership meeting, where we are right now, is not a mandatory meeting. And we typically get about 60% to 70% of our members coming to this meeting. In this particular case, we have about 90 member companies. We have about 200 member representatives in total. And then we have about 50 vendor partners. So this has been a well-attended meeting, very much consistent with the past, even though right now, you know, the business is probably more challenging than it was a year ago, and a lot of our members want to be on top of their business, they still take their time to come here. And as I say, it's not a mandatory meeting. So we've structured our agenda to very much address current issues with the economy. We always make it a training event. We want our members to leave these meetings having learned something. And because of the great response we get from our vendor partners, there's also a great networking opportunity. And, you know, our members come with lists of topics they want to talk about, either among the membership or with the vendor partners. As you see from being here today, they're not up in their rooms. You know, they're at the coffee breaks, they're getting together, they're talking flooring, because that's what they're all about.
I got to admit, you know, I got here last night and I got to go out to dinner with some of your members, and you know, a diverse range of geography was covered last night because I was with somebody from New York and also dinner with somebody from Denver. And I mean, it again defines what StarNet is, because these people are the professionals in the business, and even in the times we're in right now, they're still doing very well and actually have a backlog of business. One thing else I'd like to add is that, you know, today your presentation that I guess was launched by Bentley Prince Street with this whole Gallup research, that was very interesting. So, you know, you do a good job of blending in programs with networking time. Before we run out of time, Gene, I think I've seen a release or some information on some new CEU programs that you've got. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, again, it's all about building the bridge in the local market. So we are training at this meeting about 19 member representatives on conducting CEU-accredited courses. This particular time we're working with CRI, CRI has some great programs, which we think are very valuable. And so we will have representatives from our member companies being able to go out and conduct sessions, CEU-accredited sessions, with their architects, with the designers in their local market, and where possible, partner with our vendor partners for those sessions. And that's happening right now. We also did a live meeting training prior to this meeting where we had about 15 people. So already we're getting good numbers and good people who are out there willing to do this training. And that's consistent with the StarNet mission, is, you know, making their businesses better, strengthening them in their local markets.
All right, Gene, we're about to run out of time. You've been driving this ship for about a year and a half now. Are you enjoying this? Is a, you know, neat organization to be within. Are you having fun doing this?
I am having fun. You know, I continue to learn. I feel like there's some important areas that I've kind of gotten under my belt, but then, you know, the next day I'll find out I have to learn something else. But I love it. The group's been so supportive of me. And my staff is terrific, so I'm having a great time.
You know, the last person who ran this was actually from the flooring business, you know, Lori Dowling, and you come into it. I mean, are you also loving the flooring business?
I am loving the flooring business. You know, it's a passionate area for our members. It's still design and style, and it's fun to see how entrepreneurial people can come in, own a business, be incredibly strong, and still have a great time doing it. So I am loving it.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking to Gene Matson, who's president and CEO of StarNet, and this is Kemp Haar. You've been listening to FloorDaily.net.